Log Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Good morning, Beamer family. This is David Olson calling from my home office here in Idaho, co-hosting with my good friend Lisa Diamond. This is going to be my last Beamer blog talk for a while. My tenure of 18 months hosting Whatever Wednesday with Lisa is coming to a conclusion today, but I'll be back. Greg Peterson will step in and fill in until we have somebody else to join Lisa. But I'll start right now with just the announcements from the newsletter this Monday. We have a special training coming up on June 1st, learn how to market our new configurations. We have new product configurations rolling out. I'm sorry, that's rollout is June 1st, and this product presentation is tomorrow night, Thursday, May 27th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Of course, go to beamermeetings.com and learn about these new packages and their pricing. We'll have Medical Monday and Wellness Wednesday again for the month of June with Dr. Joshua Burka, our Chief Medical Officer, and this is going to be on the topic self-regulation, our internal doctors. So Monday night, June 7th, that has to be registered for. It's for healthcare professionals only. And then Wednesday, June 9th, the same topic, but it is for the lay people. And we're going to have new consolidations of times for the weekly presentation starting in June. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, we're going to be doing both 8 p.m. Eastern Time and 8 p.m. Pacific Time, both those nights, to accommodate both coasts. We have a Beamer Saturday coming up on June 12th, noon to 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And so it's going to be a product presentation, an extended science presentation, usage and application, and how to build a Beamer business. Of course, beamermeetings.com. And tonight, we have a live horse set product presentation with Cindy Schellenberg and Lori Brander. That starts at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Same website, beamermeetings.com. And there is a really great place in your newsletter on Motivational Monday that you get from Chris and George Baronis, our national directors, that has recordings of important events that have taken place. It's called Welcome to the Replay Lounge. So make sure you tune into that. And at this time, let's see, well, I guess one last announcement. We do have a bunch of academies coming up. Bettina and Daisy Bicking and Nora Torres and I are teaching one next weekend, the 4th and 5th on Pacific Time. We have more academies coming up in later in July, June, and, of course, in July. So with that said, Lisa, I'm sad that I'm going to be leaving you for a while, but it's been so much fun for 18 months. Thanks for being such a great co-host. And talk to us about what we're going to be doing today. We have a VIP that we're interviewing.
Well, David, I wanted to make sure that you went out with the best on your last show. So we do have a special guest today who's going to talk to us a little bit about what our challenge was for the month. It's also an incentive that's going on through the corporate office, and that's enrolling new business partners. And so if you took the challenge with us in May and enrolled new business partners and you want to share that with us, hit one on your phone to get into the queue. And with that, I'm going to introduce our National Sales Director, George Baronis. Welcome to the call, George.
Thank you. This is exciting to be on this call, especially to celebrate David's last temporary release, we'll say, if we bring him back on Blog Talk. And, of course, congratulations for all your success, and especially for taking your time and volunteering to do this to help so many people grow in Beamer. And Dave was probably one of the first people I enrolled in the business, and he did extremely well. He's been very independent and is always a giver. So it's nice to be on this call today and share a few of those words. And, of course, I'm sure Dave will be back many times to be interviewed on Blog Talks and give him his services. So thanks, Dave, and thanks, Lisa, for all your work.
Thank you, George.
Yeah.
I did miss one. Can I get one announcement? Can I say one announcement that you guys, I think, missed that was on that?
Please.
Okay. The first thing I just want to say before we get started, interview the other thing, I don't think you said it, Dave. Maybe I missed it, but tomorrow night, Thursday at 8 o'clock, we are doing an hour to an hour and a half training, probably about an hour, on the new packages that are coming out June 1. And that's really important to be on that call and be part of that call, because we're going to go in a lot of detail on why we did these packages, how to market them effectively, and et cetera, et cetera. So put that on your calendar. That's on BeamerMeetings.com, and that's 8 o'clock Eastern time tomorrow evening, Thursday evening. So go ahead, Lisa.
Okay, perfect. And I also I wanted to ask you about the first live event. Of course, I was there, you were there, and is it something that's going to be happening around the country?
Okay, first of all, I want to say that it was one of the most satisfying and exciting events I think I've done in my 6 years at Beamer, because, you know, we were out a little bit, you know, between the FDA and COVID. We haven't had much of a chance to get together for, gosh, almost over a year, and a couple months. So it was our first live meeting, and, you know, you never know how it's going to be taken and who's going to show up, but we set up originally for about 50 people to come to Florida and start our meetings again live, because they were open down there. And then it grew to 100 people, then 150, and ultimately we had 182 people on Saturday from 9 o'clock to 5 o'clock, and we had about 140 come Friday night for the business presentation. And I think the most exciting thing that came out of it was, you know, number one, of course, seeing all the managers. We had 38, including yourself, and building that camaraderie again, seeing everybody and hugging and kissing and feeling the energy from being in person. And then probably most important that came out of that, we did a very unique agenda where all the topics were mostly about building the business, but they were very unique, very different. And we went from, you know, how to handle objections to how to everybody could sell the horse unit to, you know, how do you build and rebuild your business? And also some good science from Bettina. We had Dr. Judd there, who's a cardiologist from Ohio, added a good credibility flair there. So what happened was, we, at the end of the day, we reevaluated it, and we were almost thinking this could be like an academy too. So we go online with academies to the end of the year, you know, like we're doing now on Zoom, for some advantages of getting people there quickly, getting on quickly and training them fast. And then as a follow-up, go hit one of these secondary trainings that are a little bit more advanced that we did on Saturday. So it ended up being a very successful. So what we're going to do is, we won't have all the RDs at all of them, but Chris and I are going to travel to 5 different areas. And then we'll work with the local RD and all the management in that area, because everybody was involved. So it looks like the road trip will begin probably early July. Maybe we'll do one in June. We don't have the date yet, June, but we're definitely going to do the areas of Texas, and then we're going to do California. We're going to probably go up to where Bettina is in Spokane, and we're going to go to Minnesota or somewhere in the Midwest, and then we'll come back to Pennsylvania. So we'll hit all 5 regions or all 6 regions. And we'll take the crew and we'll do a good job and we'll build a lot of excitement. And then from that, we'll gear it into a full-time situation where we'll continue it in the fall and we'll have different trainers going. We won't always be traveling. So if the content is good and people like it and we grow from it, we'll go from there. And then the other thing that came out of that meeting is we realized a lot of places are opening up and we're going to start a campaign called Grow Organically. And is that what it's called, Chris? Yeah, Grow Organically, and we're going to – or Grow Locally. Locally Grown or Grow Locally. I can't remember the exact topic. But we're going to try to do 100 meetings in 100 days around the country, not us personally, create 100 in-homes or 100 meetings around the country. And we're going to do a training on it early next week on how to build a meeting in your home, in your local area, in a chiropractor's office, how to bring people there, and then set a goal to do 100 live meetings. And we have a lot of fun and contests with that. So I think what happened on the weekend, we realized, hey, our business was fun on Zoom, and we'll continue on Zoom, but we also realized how great it was to be together. We know that builds a lot of credibility, belief, and people really gravitate towards that, and we'll make a lot more sales and transfer a lot more lives. So it was fun, and you guys, your comment, because you were there watching it live. So, Lisa, give us your take.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was amazing to be with everybody and, you know, on Friday being with all the managers again and the camaraderie and, you know, some people, you know, I had met during the whole COVID FDA thing on Zoom on, you know, regional manager calls, but had never met any of these people in person. And so that was very fun. And, you know, seeing the guest night and how many people were interested and really open to coming and hearing more about Beamer. So the training, of course, was awesome. I was going to ask you, George, is any of that training going to be recorded in any way, or is it you're only going to see it if you go to a meeting?
Probably we'll see it going to a meeting, but we will record segments of it. So once we refine it a little bit more and we go through maybe one more session with it, then we'll take the best of the recording. So, for instance, you know, Casey did a great thing on how to handle six objections, and it was very different than the normal, you know, forum ask questions. It was very unique. So something like that, we'll get her to record, and we can get that out to everybody. You know, Daisy did a pretty interesting section on the horses. So we will definitely record certain segments of it as we refine it. But we'll leave it a little bit open because we obviously want people to come and hear it. But, yeah, I would say we will record all those segments at one point in the next month or two.
Great. Yeah, because I thought there was a lot of good material there. So I know there's the training tomorrow night on the new packages. Is there any foreshadowing that you want to talk about as far as the direction of the packages and the company?
I would say on this call, I'd rather say be there tomorrow night and don't miss that call because this is your future and this is what we're going to be building. And, look, it took us about a month to really absorb what the company put together from the different Go Edition to the Home Edition to the adding the Go Pack to the Home Edition or the Home Edition or the Home Pack to the Go Edition and then the accessories being separate and then eventually the office package and the complete package. So it sounds a little bit overwhelming at first, but we really narrowed it down to about three or four slides, and we're going to present it in a way where you really can – focus on one main product line, and then the nice thing is from that, if people don't want to get it all, they can, you know, you gear it towards the customer's needs. So what's unique is someone says, hey, you know, I travel, I play a lot of sports, I'm moving around all the time, and you can say, wow, it sounds like it's perfect for our, you know, Go Edition, and here's why. Oh, you know, I'm older, I'm home, I never leave, I don't need a battery, I don't need a backpack. You know, I just want the B-body to have my 8-minute session. Great. Then this is your pack for you. So what ends up being is you get to customize it a little bit more towards the customer's needs, which is the old Tony Robbins thing that says, you know, let your customer determine your presentation. In this case, let your customer determine what they really need. But we will simplify it so it won't be confusing. It'll be option A is the best. Here's what it's all about. We obviously want you to have everything. You know, option two is, you know, the Go or Home Edition separately, and here's why. And there's a lot of psychology behind that. So tomorrow night, we'll go through that in detail. And by the end of the night, you know, I will understand the packages inside and out, but you will feel very comfortable presenting them. And even though we're saying the bundle package today is going away, meaning the Go Edition at the current price and the B-Body at the current price, which equals about $5,300 basically, you will still have an option like that stays similar to that cost. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, how everybody does things. But come tomorrow night, and I think it's an exciting future. The other thing I will just add is we completed our regional director meeting after that meeting this week, and we spent 3 days, and we formulated a lot of good direction. And I can tell you that all the tools that we have now are just phenomenal to help you grow. We just formulated them into a more simplistic system. You know, we have, you know, the right product line now that meets the customer's needs. You know, we have all the product back. You know, we have a lot of energy, great people, and we have great teams of people that want to get out there. So I really believe that moving forward from today on, this is a very unique opportunity in a wave three that will start. And then I know in the new year, absolutely the company is coming out with new designs of a lot of different products and adding a product. And it's going to be not what we call facelift, but very unique and different, but using the same signal. We'll get to that towards the end of the year and so forth. So the direction is good for the future. And it's exciting to see where we are compared to where we were, you know, less than 12 months ago. So I want to first thank everybody on this call for being here still and going forward. And I think you're going to be very happy you're with us in the current future and the near future. So anyway, I know I'm off topic a little bit, so if you want to bring it back in, go ahead.
Actually, George, I'm going to, David, I'm going to turn it back over to you and let you ask George the next question.
So, George, when it comes to bringing people in as affiliates, you know, what are some of your key takeaways, some of your key hints at being successful at bringing somebody in as an affiliate and helping us share more Beamers?
Right. Good. So the first thing I want to say on that is that the lifeline of your business is new people, right? And we had a lengthy conversation on that at our D meeting that we continually always grow. And if we really believe in our mission of Beamer in every home and every barn, and obviously we have to always share the business part or the affiliate part with it, obviously leading with the product and then bringing the affiliate as a secondary when they have the passion to do it. So that's always the primary thing. But, you know, there's, you know, if you're in any business, like I had someone come up to the other day and go, oh, you know, my business isn't growing, right? And I said, well, if you're in the insurance business, they have a saying, you know, if you're not recruiting and bringing new blood, you'll eventually die in the business. Now, you could always share the product and have impact on people, but if you want to grow, you have to bring people in. So what I do, number one, is I don't prejudge. You know, I really have gotten to the point where I know Beamer's for everybody, right? Everybody can use a Beamer. We all agree on that one. Now, is it the business for everybody? Not for sure that way, but I want to always make sure that I share it with everybody and everybody knows there is that option out there to impact people's lives. So when I'm recruiting, I'm always, of course, asking people a lot of questions, seeing where they are in their stage of life. If they're not quite ready for a business, I might ask them who else they know. And then when I get a feel for that, I always third party. That's just my take. I'll say, you know, listen, you know, we have a great passion to change lives and blah, blah, blah. And we are looking for people that can help us with our mission. So I use the word mission, purpose, growth, you know, transforming lives, because people not only like to hear that, but that is what we're doing. And then from there, I wait for them to talk to me and answer me a little bit. And then I guide it from that perspective, say, you know, maybe would you like to know more about our business? And then I send them a little 12-minute video on the business. Or I said, you know, somebody else. So in our 90-day program, the focus of that was, can you enroll 2 new people every single month? And we're going to continue this process, but we have a lot of training on different things you could say. So I am going to put all those recordings on somewhere in the back. It's probably the e-learning that people can go to and listen to at any time and get some tips. So, yeah, it's about recruiting. I keep asking the questions because I'm going to go on in different topics.
Yes. Sure. So you and I are the same age. We don't come from the social media generation, but you and I are both trying to use social media better to reach out to people and, you know, access new people. So what are some beginner tips that you have for our audience on how you're starting to use social media to maybe attract affiliates?
They'll find 5 young people, let them do it for you. All right, now, you know what? First of all, just so you know, on our little tour here, one of our segments was different ways to do social media and different network groups to join. And, you know, 3 people got up, and I was kind of lost on the topic, but they were giving a lot of new ways, not just the meetup groups and the typical groups to join. So you do need to get on the calls that Brad's put together about social media and then also talk to some of the people. But I'll tell you, my age, and since a lot of people in this line are over 60, I simplified it in this extent. I know maybe this isn't quite social media, but I have a nice Facebook page, and most people our age do, and I have a LinkedIn page. And for me, it's just every week I'll go to it and I'll just look at different people's faces and pictures and, you know, who they are. And I'll tell you what, it's almost like a memory jogger, right? I'll go, oh, my gosh, I completely forgot about Karen. I didn't even realize she's into health and fitness. Oh, my gosh, look at this. Here's Mary. She's in a yoga class. And I just go through pictures and names of people on Facebook and LinkedIn that I just forgot about, or maybe I'm not in communication. And then when I see them, I'll jot them a little note or write them to touch base or call up, and I'll talk to them about, gosh, I saw you on Facebook, I saw you on LinkedIn. I didn't realize, you know, you're so into yoga, or I didn't realize you're so into health and nutrition, or I didn't realize you were this fit, whatever it is. You know, tell me about it, and I start a conversation. And I picked up some people currently that totally I would have never forgot. Now, as far as the real social media way, you know, you're talking about maybe more, I can't really answer that anything directly except for get on these calls that we have people like the Jeanette and Garth and even Casey and these younger people that really
Sue
understand
Barrington.
How to join these different companies. Sue Barrington.
Yeah.
Well, listen, we had a group there in Florida. It was five of them. They're all probably between 28 and 40 years old. And they had this down pat on the whole social media. So that is the future, and
right.
There's a lot of ways to pick up leads. But we're going to do a lot of training on that. So don't be intimidated. Just get on the trainings and learn one or two things as we go through it. And it is going to be one of the things we are going to emphasize in all our training throughout the year. So you will pick up and learn as we go through this.
No, those are great tips, George. And that's why I asked you, because you and I do represent kind of the older demographic, and we're not as savvy. So, you know, I'm doing very similar things that you're doing. Greg Peterson is going to be helping co-host this whatever Wednesday. And he is on the line with us. I'm going to ask Greg to come on and thank him first for filling in for me until Lisa has a full-time partner. But Greg, I'm wondering if you have a question for George as well.
You know, actually, no questions. I just want to take my hat off to George, because when I came in, we were struggling so much to find information to be able to share with people. And coming in from the healthcare field, not knowing business aspects or having the tools to properly approach people, Beamer has evolved rapidly in a very short period of time. And what is so heartwarming to me is how George, to gather such a good group of individuals and developing the regional directors, and they listen to us. And they're listening to our issues that we have out in the field. And instead of just going, well, sorry, too bad, so sad, they're looking at, they're developing, they're listening, and we're creating new tools to meet the needs of each and every distributor out there so that we can meet the needs of the clients. And in doing so, the numbers prove it. And we are touching so many more lives. And now with the additional people coming in with Brad Horn and Margarita and the marketing department and John Villasenor with the e-learning process, we are on such a wonderful path. And George, you and Albert, you guys are leading this up. And your teamwork and ability to work together and listen to the good and the bad from coming from the field. But you guys are formulating such a wonderful tapestry that is becoming the best business to ever be involved with that I've ever seen. And so I just want to personally
Greg, I appreciate that. And we really do, because we want to do what's best for everybody out in the field. And we have spent a lot of time putting the right tools together. And I kind of looked back, too. I was like, wow, 6 years ago, we were begging anybody to give us a five-minute video on something. And now we got so much tools. And that's why I really believe, because we're talking about enrollment and, you know, getting people started, I really believe it comes down to now it's what people really desire, what they really want to do, get things done, and just go into action. And I think, you know, I said to Albert yesterday, you know, I know we've been in crisis mode for a while. We were handling a lot of different issues the last 2 years. And I said, wow, what a blessing it's going to be from here on in with the RDs and the managers and anybody wants to. Our focus is going to be 100% now. How do we get more people involved? How do we get this mission on, you know, another wave and growing it, you know, get more people on the Beamer again, live, and just get into that next movement. I want to just say a few things here, Dave, some tips. Do we still have a couple more minutes or not?
Yes, you bet.
All right, okay. So, like, I was just looking, like, even on Saturday, we, you know, he mentioned the RDs, but we've had two advisory boards now with 16 different managers. All the RDs are talking to 10 to 15 managers every single week. That's another 60 people have input. So this is a really group effort of an open culture and everybody learning from each other. So, for instance, I was looking at, you know, some of the people in Florida at that meeting, like Kylie Allen is a TM. You know, she says here, she grew by 200%. And she says, you know, how'd you do it? Persistence, stick and stay till you get your pay, working together, common goals, help each other, make everyone successful. You know, then she said her tips are start more fires, need more wood, you know, personally be responsible for her team and really help. Be selective, you know, who she invites to her front line. So when you are enrolling people, it's not just about signing people up for $199. It's finding people that really also want to do this and want to work with you. You know, give them the wings and, you know, you'll be there for them. You know, Belinda Casper's tips were, you know, more three-way calls. So we all are very open to helping each other, you know, build people up, develop more leaders, you know, constantly be enrolling new people. And I know for a lot of people that's the topic, but I'll say this. Join us. I don't care who comes on that call anymore. Go on BeamerMeetings.com, BeamerMeetings.com, Monday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Eastern. We're going to continue that call until at least the end of June. And come and learn on how to enroll new people. We give tips. We have leaders coming on all the time, and they'll tell you how to do it. You know, summer, Centicore grew tremendously. I think she grew 600% last year. And she says, find what works and duplicate. You know, space to do appointments, stay positive. So what she's done is she takes the tools we have now, and she kicks people off. I'll tell you what that spurred me on to. I'm going to start something that I'm going to put together. We have so many tools, and I'm going to kind of call it like the 6 steps to getting started or 5 steps or 7 steps. I'm not sure yet. So it's a lot of the basic stuff, like, you know, make a list, set an appointment, do a demo, get good at presentations, follow up, you know, celebrate people's success, et cetera. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to tie them to what tools we have. So if you say, gosh, I'm new, how do I set appointments again? Well, click here, and there's 3 videos of the leaders that set the best appointments giving you tips. Oh, how could I track that? Well, click here, and here's a PDF form that's already in the back office, but click here, you get it right away. So I want to create a different tool for each step so then people don't get overwhelmed with all the tools that they got to do, but they can say, hey, if nothing else, I got to focus on these steps right away, because we know if we put people into action, they have success and they change their life, they'll be more apt to move forward. You know, just a couple more. You know, I had Leslie Pruitt grew by 1,000%. Right, 1,000%. And she says, I focus on developing seniors. We know that's the key to the whole program. Now, she does private Facebook pages and gets people on her team to follow whatever they're doing. But she says, this is interesting. She says, do something that scares you every day. And for her, it's calling somebody, you know, calling someone new. So, you know, don't be selfish with knowledge you have. Share it with others and so forth. And then I'll end it with, you know, Dwight, Dunkley came on, and he had an amazing story of adversity. And he had a couple quotes that were just amazing. He said, you know, average adult has more than 350,000 hours of negativity inside their head. 1 hour of positivity, is that really enough versus 350,000 of negatives? So his point was, cap the negativity in order to increase the positivity. And he has something he does every single day that's in a positive light. And the two quotes that I'm going to take for myself because I love this. He says, it isn't worth it to spend thousands. Wait, how do you say it? He said, you have to determine what's an irritation and what's critical, right? Like if someone calls you and says my son's in an accident, well, that's a crisis. Someone calls you up and says, hey, I can't believe they changed something in the back office I can't find, and you go into a crisis mode because the video is gone. That's not a crisis. That might be a little irritation. And you have to outline and value what's irritation and what's crisis. And if not a crisis, then find a solution and move forward and don't focus on that. And then the last one, I love what he said. If you can't change your people, then change your people. If you can't change your people, then change your people. So in other words, if people are fighting and they want to go into the process, they don't want to follow through, let them go do what they want. That's fine. They're independent distributors. But you know what? Find the group of people you want to work with. So when you go back to the topic of enrollment, have fun with enrollment. You know, people make this such a task. Share the mission. Tell people you're looking for a third party. People want something. It's just the way you approach them. And don't be a hard salesperson. Just tell it almost like you're taking it away. Listen, we're looking for the people that are passionate, want to change lives, and want to economically support their family. And we have a great avenue that could do that. Are you someone that would look at that, or do you know someone? And use a simple topic like that, and you'll start enrolling people. And then get them into our live events, because we know live events, and even Zoom events, but live events, we know turns people quickly because they get the belief when they see the great culture we have in Beamer and how fun it is to work with the people we have. And I'll end it with that. When you're in Florida, out of that meeting, and you didn't feel the vibes, the energy, the good-heartedness, the openness to how we want to all grow together, it really, with my 6 years, was probably the highlight of seeing that, wow, we got a group of people that will stick this out and that have the passion to move to the next level and make sure we continue our mission with Beamer. So Lisa and,
that's great,
and Dave, thanks a lot for all this stuff. You guys have done
a great job,
and I look forward to it. Go ahead.
I want
Thank
to speak
you.
To that for
Thank
a second,
you, George.
You know, what you said about if you can't change your people, change your people. And, you know, I do a fair job of motivating my team, I think, but I think it's so much more important to just go find motivated people. I mean, you go find one George Veronis or Lisa Diamond or Greg Peterson, they're going to take the reins out of your hands. They're going to become a team manager with or without you. And it makes me think of Jim Rohn, that, you know, had that funny quote he said where, you know, he was going to make this guy successful if it killed him. And he almost died. So just going out and talking to more people. You know, this is Whatever Wednesday. We have a few more minutes here, George. If we want to open up the lines, we have an opportunity for everybody on this call to ask George a question. George, do you need to run?
No, I'm fine. I'm here. My next call is with Albert.
Yeah, so
we can always delay the CEO for this call. Go ahead.
Press one on the phone if any of you want to ask our national director any kind of questions, and you'll rise in the queue. Otherwise, if there's no questions for our national director, Lisa, do you have any more questions for George?
I don't have any questions for George, but if people start hitting one on the phone and it gets busy and I don't get to say to you, thank you for the last 18 months, they weren't always easy, but they were fun, and I appreciate it, and I know it's not the last time I'm going to be talking to you, but I just wanted
Certainly
you to know
not.
How much I appreciated you. So,
well, Lisa, thanks
I think
so
I'm
going to
cry, David, and I don't cry very often.
I'm not going anywhere.
He's not retiring. We're just taking a temporary.
I know.
But, yeah, I'm
Greg,
taking
thank
a
you,
break.
Greg, thank you for stepping up. I appreciate it. And if nobody hits one on their phone, we're going to end this call early so George can go do what he has to do, David can go do what he has to do, and everybody can have a great Wednesday.
Hey,
guys,
one.
Everybody, it's been a fun 18 months.
Dave. Dave, you were instrumental in allowing me to grow as well in the business.
It goes by Dave also.
And it's just been a journey. And being able to step in and help out, and it's a matter of paying things forward. And I think through this process, we'll be able to allow others to step up to the plate and continue to bring new blood into the company. And as they've always said, that our top people haven't even been discovered out there yet. And so we are just a part of this ever-evolving company. And it's exciting to be a part of it. So thank you for allowing me to be a part of it.
Oh, thanks, Greg, my road riding brother. And George, thanks for being such a great leader, you and Chris. I don't know what this company would have done without you guys. So,
well,
everybody make it a great
Wednesday. I'll end with a quote. How's that? Okay. It says here, I just call this in one of the slides, but I liked it. Doesn't matter how successful or unsuccessful you are right now. What matters is whether your habits are putting you on the path towards success. So as you know, we're helping people formulate great habits with all our tools and our processes and our system. And I really love always saying this, and it was my dream in Beamer 3 years ago to say, if you could tell your passionate story and push play, you could be successful in this company. And we've given you all the tools to push play. You just got to be passionate. You got to believe in it and do both sides, both, you know, enroll and tell the product, because we do have the solution to the two biggest stresses people have, which is finance and health, and make sure you let people know of both of them. So I'll end it with that, and I look forward to seeing all you guys tomorrow night on the national call, as we'll call it, to learn more about the packages, and appreciate all your time.
Great. Thanks, George. Thanks, Lisa. Greg. Be well, everybody.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.